Brian Finn has the business news.
Thank you, Gavin. Good morning. Chambers Ireland is calling on the government to extend the wage subsidy scheme for vulnerable sectors and introduce a 12-month waiver on commercial rates in next week's July stimulus. It says the package of supports will be the last chance to ensure that vulnerable firms can survive. It's calling for grant aid to ensure businesses can tackle debt and outstanding invoices. About 1 in 20 private sector firms surveyed by AIB said they believed it would take at least 2 years to recover from the COVID hit to the economy. The most common time frame in the survey was 7 to 12 months, which was cited by around a fifth of firms. The outlook for profitability among firms was at its lowest since October 2010. A recovery plan proposed by Aer Lingus has been rejected by just over half of SIPTU members at the airline. A key part of the proposal would have seen staff paid a maximum of half of their salaries as against the current 30% arrangement. It's understood the ongoing uncertainty in the aviation industry prompted workers to reject the plan. On the currency markets this morning, the euro is trading at $1.14 and 90.6 pence sterling.